Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Well, a long national nightmare is over, at least in Cleveland it is, as Baker Mayfield has finally moved on for the Browns, and I can stop talking about how maybe the Browns should just start Baker Mayfield while Deshaun Watson is serving whatever punishment might be headed his way. Good morning, everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It's Alan Hunt in for Max. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Fellas,
what up,
Baker
boys?
Mayfield
What's up,
has
man? What's
moved
happening?
On.
How was your fourth?
Hon?
It was like a—I forgot. It's like so many days ago.
Well, I hadn't talked
how
to
was
you.
Your,
so...
How was your fourth?
Key, why your eye looks so red?
Oh, no.
Man, it's
what
just
happened?
Allergies you got pink eye? Or something. Let's hope not.
Pink eye?
I don't know. Boy, his eyes look like the Terminator right now.
Yeah, my eye is red. It just irritated. Something got in it.
It's like you got a tiny eye. You got one tiny eye.
I should have took off like you, huh, Jay?
Huh? I've been here the last 2 days. Where you been?
No, Jay's I'm been talking working. About something. You know, your eye, you know, if something's wrong with your eye, you take off for like a week.
Oh, you got jokes? You got
no,
jokes?
I'm just saying. You be like, oh,
hey, well, look,
I can't see. I have to take off.
Well, look, I mean, Max got an eye, had an eye issue. Yeah.
This is why maybe you get Aaron Rodgers' tattoo. You get that third one there, and then
is that a real tattoo though? That's like henna, man.
Think it's henna. You think
that's
henna? Man. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers and stuff and all that coming up, but still, headline guys.
God, I hadn't seen you in a while, man. Slow down. Sports is not going anywhere.
Yeah,
jeez,
Baker's gonna be here.
Like I just seen you. Like, come on, relax, calm down. We're gonna get there. It's like,
slower, Key. Just slow the car down.
Trying to get into the show a little bit. I mean,
we're into
to get
the show. The fact that
news?
We're on television and on radio, that means we're in the show. That's all it means. We don't have to. We don't have to start off exactly at 6:01 and dive right into Baker Mayfield's when I haven't seen you guys since last Friday.
Looking a little bit darker, Key. You been in the sun?
Oh no! Yeah,
apparently,
sure,
you can only see everyone with one eye. So.
Going on
no,
with this
my
show
eye
in
just
eyes.
Red. It's just, I don't know what it is. It'll go away. I'm not worried. Now y'all gonna zoom in on my damn eye. What the hell's wrong with
just,
you?
Just, it looks swollen.
Get a close up. Let's just check that out. And make sure there's no issues.
Yeah, it looks like you can barely see like a
I mean,
boxer.
It could be a scratched cornea.
Round.
You know, we could have a little issue there.
It's just, it's not blurry or anything like that. It just has a little
something
redness.
In the L.A. smog just caught you like on your way to work today. Maybe that's
no,
what
it had. Had something got in it last night.
It's cut me, Mick.
Tiger.
Cut me, Mick. I can't see out there.
I can't see. Cut me, Mick. Yesterday was Sylvester Stallone's birthday, so we could
look at that.
Celebrate a little Rocky there. But
Jay,
that and Rocky,
the
Anthony Davis getting traded to L.A.
You're too damn observant, Jay. You've noticed dark skin, red eye. I mean, like.
Well, you got one eye that looks like it's damn near shut. The other eye, I'm just calling out the obvious, Key.
No,
Key's looking like Bill the Cat in the morning, just all like.
Jay,
just turn the good eye towards the camera, like half, like.
But look, I'm mad, huh? No, Key don't try to call me out. CJ, if you had a hurt eye, you'd be out for a week. See, why I gotta be like that?
But that's you started.
Aggressive.
Once you started, I had to let the audience know if your eye was irritated. A week out. Easy. Now, not even a question.
I sent you a picture of my knee with the ice on it. I'm here now with the hurt. I'm here. So there ain't no excuses, Key. I'm here.
But your knee been hurt ever since. Never mind. All right, it's time to go.
The knee is
it
not
hurt
on
for 20
camera.
Years,
the
damn
eye,
it.
The eye certainly
what?
Is. I think, Key, you can put on some sunglasses if you want, if you're feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. I'm okay. You don't have to look at me every single day.
Well, you literally just said we haven't seen you, and now that
well,
we see
I meant
you,
when
like
I said
striking.
Every single day, well, I'm talking about like up close, in my face, in those sort. That's what I meant. Maybe I could have elaborated on it a little bit more, but I didn't because I wanted to. I know you're itching to get to
I'm
Baker
not
Mayfield.
Go ahead, Hon. Get into it.
You're the guy.
That's the Panthers, Baker Mayfield.
There's no itchy. Now you want me to get – see, this is amazing.
Let's go.
I'm trying to get a show going. It's like, whoa, slow down. Now it's like, hurry up. Get into the show. What are you doing?
Because I can feel it in you. I can feel it.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing to feel. I'm numb.
The Baker Mayfield trade to the Carolina Panthers.
There's that voice, Key. Go into your host voice.
Oh, we're going into host voice now?
Go ahead, Key. Take it away.
No, you guys are all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
But, oh,
I'm doing great. It's great to see you guys. By the way, it's great to be back with you guys, as we will for the next 2 days. I hope you had a great fourth, like 5 days ago.
I forgot
you
to tell Jay.
You can't tell him to get into it.
I know, but I forgot to tell Jay that I did not have to source out Chase Lounges just so that you.
I got your video. Okay. I got.
All right,
the
now you can go, hon.
3-minute video for the whole breakdown. We'll get into that later.
We're going to have video breakdowns?
Oh, we got, yeah.
Great. All right. Well,
he went technical on me
with
about
the
how to get
minutes
the...
we have left in this segment. Let's just
what happened
get
yesterday?
Into headline yesterday, yes. So the Carolina Panthers trade for Baker Mayfield, the former number one overall pick in the 2018 draft. But just funny thing about Cleveland and their quarterbacks, guys, Baker Mayfield seemed like they finally found the one, right? He played less games with the Browns than Tim Couch. Like, I find that to be hard to believe, right? Like, they thought they finally had their guy. They don't. And they trade him for what is either to be a fourth or fifth round pick in 2024. It'll be a fourth if he plays 70% of the snaps. Panthers only paying just under $5 million of the salary. Cleveland's going to pick up 10.5, and Baker was actually agreed just to make the deal go down. To convert the remainder into incentives that he could earn back, obviously, this year. So it's him and Sam Darnold, who coincidentally was taken number 3 overall in the 2018 draft. He's on the roster, rookie Matt Corral, who they traded up into the draft in the 3rd round so they could draft him from Ole Miss. So that's what they have going on there. Jake Trotter, who covers the Browns for ESPN, had this to say about how the financials allowed all this to go down.
You know, I have been told that the Browns were never going to come up above $11 million of Baker's $19 million guarantee. And that's exactly what happened. They did not come over 11. What happened was is Baker is eating a portion of the salary. And I think that's what actually greased the wheels to make the trade happen. I think Baker is eating, I can't do math on the fly, but like $3 or $4 million. Wow. You know, Carolina's taken on, you know, roughly 4. That's what finally facilitated the trade. I think that was dynamic that changed.
That wow there, by the way, some of my best work. Reaction key to this move and what it might mean for Baker and for the Carolina Panthers, especially Matt Rhule.
Well, I instructed not directly to Baker Mayfield quite some time ago to take a pay cut, to get to Seattle or wherever, whoever was looking to trade for him, because certainly once you start to give back a little something, things open up for you. And Carolina Panthers certainly got the best of this, right? They get a free look. They pay $4 million for a basic backup-type quarterback. If he beats out Sam, he's a starter. If he doesn't beat out Sam, Sam's a starter. He's the backup, and that's the way it goes. So, you know, Cleveland knew at some point Baker Mayfield as a player wanted to get back on the football field to show his worth, and he would certainly take a pay cut to be able to do that. And I think that is what got the deal done. I just thought if he'd have did it, Seattle was just seemed like a better destination for me, given the fact that the head coach in Seattle and Pete Carroll is the one who's actually running the operation.
I was happy for him yesterday. I think my initial reaction was, good for you, Baker, right? I know you took a salary cut, but this is an opportunity for you to prove your worth. And look, coming off that surgery off his torn labrum, if he's healthy, he has a chance to go against Sam Darnold. But my mind did automatically go to, after I showed appreciation for Baker Mayfield, how are you going to win that locker room over? Like, what's the strategy now that you've gotten an option to play for the Panthers? How do you come in, get that starting position, and get people to buy into you personally as a leader? And that's going to be a process.
That's the biggest part of, really, for him, I think, going forward, is that question mark of, can he be a leader and can he get the command of a locker room, which is such an important thing for a quarterback, especially a guy like him. So we'll get into that coming up. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, for those who want to sound off on this, how Baker will be able to integrate himself into that Panthers locker room, like J. Will just said. We'll talk about that and more next. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Alan Hahn in for Max on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, it's Alan Hahn in for Max. Guys, so yes, you start off the show already coming at me. I'm just trying to be a professional here and, you know, get into the storylines, but you guys all want to talk about lives and how we're doing and all that stuff. But apparently, Key, we got some issues with you and a Charger.
I feel like we're always having issues with Key and his Chargers at the LAPC.
What happened now?
And this is the second time somebody stole my Charger. The first time around, somebody stole it, wasn't bothering them. Now, I go away. It was here Friday. Mm-hmm. I go away. And I kind of think I know who, because when I left the building on Friday, there was a certain individual in the building that was replacing me at the bureau cam. So I kind of have an idea who took it. I'm gonna ask Mr. Jalen Rose.
I see him, he might be the culprit though, because you know.
No, but this is the second time. Like, they keep taking my damn Charger, and for me to be able to do the show the way that I need to, I've got to have my phone plugged into the Charger, because if I put it on the Zoom without the Charger, it drains my battery, so I don't even get through the whole 4 hours on Zoom.
So why Jalen Rose? What makes you? What evidence leads to him being, you know, a person of interest in this case, Mr. Johnson?
Mm-hmm. He just looks suspicious, and I'm serious. Like, I can feel it.
You can feel it.
Yeah, without even, he just looked like he took it.
He looks suspicious, Your Honor.
Yeah, because guys like that really don't need to lift anything, they just do it because it's there. And they say, oh, I thought it was mine. Yeah.
I got to be honest, though, Jay. You think about it this way. You get something stolen once, all right, you know, that's somebody else. But if you have the same thing stolen in the same place twice, that's a you problem.
No, but I would think.
We're talking months ago.
Nine months ago.
Is your name on the Charger?
My name was not on the Charger.
Yeah,
but you know it's not yours.
Universal.
I told him, Han, don't leave the Chargers around me. You play for real. I'm taking.
Like, I would never take somebody else's property.
I'm taking Chargers, Han. You leave your Charger out, it's gone.
Jalen or anybody else, how do they not know, oh, this must be ESPN just leaves this here so anybody can use it? Take this for a minute.
No, because it's plugged up to everything else, so you should know. Maybe it's part of the studio.
But Key, how many other people use that room, though? Like, that's, you're like,
yes.
Man, that's what I'm saying.
So maybe the stage managers or whoever runs this place put it there for people to use.
You're being
not
targeted.
To steal.
You're being targeted. That's how I feel.
Maybe that's
personally
what it
targeted.
Is. Or maybe you should just put your name on it. You know, something like that. Otherwise, it's everybody's. We're back in 10 seconds.
The best thing for Baker Mayfield is to find a landing spot where he can go out there and showcase what he can do.
The trade has happened. Baker Mayfield has been moved by the Cleveland Browns
to the Panthers in exchange for a conditional draft pick.
He had us believing that Odell Beckham was barbecue chicken.
Baker is eating a portion of the salary. And I think that's what actually greased the wheels to make the trade happen.
A long national nightmare is over in the NFL. I mean, it's not quite the nightmare, but you understand that this was a topic that we were getting tired of talking about. He was still there on the roster, but he's not anymore. Cleveland moves on from Baker Mayfield. Carolina now has a quarterback room with two quarterbacks that are basically playing for their careers at this point.
Look at little Johnson. Look at him. I'm just towering over him. I'm like Yao Ming. Look at little Johnson. How cute is little Johnson? Look at him. And why they do key like this with the head?
What is that?
I'm uncomfortable with
a life size. Yeah. Well, he's little next to me.
He's
little Johnson.
It's one of those.
I'm not asking you to call me Big Johnson. I'm Big Williams, but he's little Johnson.
Is that like a bobblehead type thing?
Well, for me, it's a bobblehead. But I feel like mine kind of looks like me. It has the Spock ears. The hairline's really far pushed back. It's almost like Stephen A.
It looks like a LeBron James with a bigger nose.
Oh, that was a horrible joke.
I'm not joking. I'm serious.
It does not look. I look nothing like LeBron James. You don't even look like yourself.
I didn't make it.
Zoom up on his face.
I didn't make it though.
He looks like.
I didn't make the bobblehead
like
or whatever
Foxworth.
It is.
That's who you look like. That's ridiculous. Why they do you like that, Key?
Well, that's like, just a toy, man. For people like you to buy it.
I feel like I'm Shaq and you're like Spud. You're like Spud.
Well, it's a different. It's the size of the toy that they're dealing
with.
Wait.
Is that Key or is that Michael Irvin? They really got you. They got you looking crazy with that, Joe.
Yeah, but that's
got
that
you with
right
the bowl
there.
Cut too.
I've seen. Yeah,
Have you ever had a mustache in your life?
Yeah, he had a tiny joint back in the day, the thin joint.
Yeah, but
That was in back in the day.
The thin joint. That was just the facial hair growing in, huh? Jay Will gets a kick out of this sort of stuff, you know? He thinks it's funny that particular action figure is a bad look, and it didn't probably sell, because I don't ever remember getting a royalty for it. But the bobbleheads and things like that, the legit ones look more like me. Some of that stuff that they make, yeah. I'm serious, though. You kind of got a little LeBron James, and you're just a bigger nose.
Just leave my nose and do nothing to you this morning. Don't put me in the side-by-side next to the head figure. I see what y'all trying to do. Yeah,
look
the
at
nose
the nose,
is similar.
Though. The nose is similar. It looked like they took right off your face.
Yeah.
All right, laughing, and we can go and talk sports.
Sorry, Kevin.
Sorry, Kevin.
This is not about me at all. our colleague Dan Orlowski tweets, the Panthers are a playoff team with the 2020 Baker Mayfield. How do we feel about that?
I mean, Dan just be talking sometimes.
Well, why?
Well, the 2020 Baker Mayfield. So he's not saying.
Oh, okay. So,
team. Yeah,
of course.
Now.
I said that, though. If he's a 2020 Baker Mayfield, that means that they hit on something. That means that, look, here's what I'm going to say. I love saying it that way. Baker Mayfield's not a terrible quarterback. It didn't work out in Cleveland, but he's not god awful where he shouldn't, if fully healthy, be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. I think that a lot of people saw his progress from 19 to 20, and then they looked at 21 and saw the injuries, plague season that he was trying to play still, and it turned out bad for him. So people aren't factoring in injuries. That's what derailed the Cleveland Browns a year ago, the fact that he was not 100% healthy.
To come out and say, I need to see him before I can say, this is a playoff team. Like I don't believe they're a playoff team. Number one, I wonder if Christian McCaffrey can stay healthy for an entire season.
That's been an issue.
That's been a major issue for this team. I know that their defense was really good last year. It started to fizzle out because the number of snaps were increased drastically because their offense couldn't stay on the field. And also about this, like their schedule, man. I mean, they play the Browns. That's going to be a very emotional game week one. Then they play the Giants. That to me is a toss-up. And then they got to go against the Saints, the Cardinals, the 49ers, the Rams, the Bucks. It ain't no easy schedule right here that we're talking about. And we should be talking about whether he gets the job as a starting QB first off before we start saying they're going to be in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, I guess people just automatically assume based on his 2020 year, they're trading for him, the money that they're paying, that Sam Darnold is out. That's not true. he's got to fight for that position, because if they decide to give him that job just off the streets walking in and he becomes the starter, which I don't think the Carolina Panthers are going to do that in Matt Rhule. They're going to make those guys battle and battle hard. That locker room would go in a different direction. You can't hand Baker Mayfield the keys when you've been with Sam for the last couple of years. It just doesn't – it won't work that way. Sam has been in the locker room. So, you know, they acquired him a year ago. He was playing well, hot and heavy, till McCaffrey got hurt, and it kind of went south. So we saw him with McCaffrey. We saw what that looked like. And that locker room is extremely important when you bring in a new body in there.
I wonder what kind of like social equity, like team equity, locker room equity that Sam Darnold has, considering his play declined last year. Granted, CMC
declined. They had, what, 30 out of 32 teams as far as QBR goes, right?
No, I'm saying quarterback play
was horrific.
But I'm saying, like, you know, the first four or five games, we were having a different conversation about Sam
Darnold. They were 3-0, yeah.
And we were having a different conversation about him now to kick off the season.
Yep.
Like, people were talking about, like, this is exactly what we were talking about. This is the change of environment we needed. That's what I meant by that comment.
All of that stuff is going to be interesting to watch here as they go forward. I'm with Key as well. I think it's the right thing. You can't hand him the job. You got to let him compete for it. But I think they're going to probably give him every opportunity to win it. Because if he doesn't get the job and it's Sam's job, how will Baker Mayfield, when you talk about the locker room stuff, how will he handle being the backup? How will he handle being Umbrada? You think he'll be fine with that, knowing that this is his career?
Yeah, I think he'll be fine with that, because one of the things you can't do is you can't, in his situation, be a poison pill and try to alienate the quarterback room or anything like that. You can't repeat the same sort of mistakes that went on in Cleveland, you know, where a lot of the players, not, I don't want to say a lot of the players, but there were players that felt that he was the reason that OBJ wind up having to get let go to go win a Super Bowl with the Rams, is because he was sort of like the poison pill of the locker room. You can't repeat that again for the second stop. It just, you can't do it. You get one shot at doing that, and he did it in Cleveland for the most part.
All right, well, coming up, we're going to get Key and Eye Patch, and we also have your calls on the Baker Mayfield trade. A lot of you want to sound off on this. And also, Aaron Rodgers got a very Aaron Rodgers-like tattoo. You've got to see it to believe it, but we got to also decipher it if we're, of course, at that level. That's all coming up next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
The best thing for Baker Mayfield is to find a landing spot where he can go out there and showcase what he can do.
The trade has happened. Baker Mayfield has been moved by the Cleveland Browns
to the Panthers in exchange for a conditional draft pick.
He had us believing that Odell Beckham was barbecue chicken.
Ride with me on this one. We're in the time machine. We're going back to 2018. And I had told you that the guy drafted number one and the guy drafted number three were going to end up on the same roster one day.
A long national nightmare is over in the NFL. The nightmare continues for these two guys, though, because I'm still here. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Allenhaut in for Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. I'll tell you what, guys, a lot of people want to comment, react, talk about this Baker Mayfield trade. Imagine the reaction in Cleveland will be one way. I'm curious about the reaction in Carolina. I have a friend of mine who, she is a diehard Panthers fan, and she's livid, furious. She hates the trade. She almost is like, I'm done with the Panthers. You know how fans do that all the time. The thread yesterday was hysterical, just reading it. The
Why
passion.
I
sent it to Steele. He saw it. Well, she doesn't like Baker. She doesn't like the direction of the franchise. Feels like this is just another, you know, reach in the dark kind of thing. And, you know, there's something about Baker Mayfield that people react one way or another. So let's get that reaction now. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go to Mike in Cleveland, who I'm sure will just, you know, say nice things about Baker, right, Mike?
I just want to go back to September 13th, 2021, when I called in and I told Keyshawn and Jay Will that Baker was a bum after that Kansas City game, and they venomously defended him.
Hmm.
And as long as you talk about when he got hurt in week three, in week five, he threw for 305 yards against the Chargers, and then he made that tackle in week 17 with his shoulder. Baker is a bum, and he will be the new Jamie on the Progressive commercials in 2 years.
But wait, why is the dude a bum in 3 years in the National Football League, 4 years in the National Football League, and all of a sudden he's a bum because he had a rookie season with a bad coaching staff, and then he had to learn another coach that didn't know anything. And then he got Kevin Stefanski, go to the playoffs. And then he gets hurt halfway through the season, back and forth, in and out of the lineup. And now the dude's a bum. Fans are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you follow the history of the individual player and the circumstances, Jay, of why that player wind up in that situation? But you calling him a bum when in 2020 he led your damn team to the playoffs, and then last year he was hurt.
Key, but you and I are in the deep end, and we understand those type of nuances with the game, right? Because you and I have had different coaching staffs. Like, we've had a lot of different things that have happened to us, so we can understand that. From the fans' perspective, though, when you get drafted with the first pick in the draft, people expect those kind of lofty expectations. And when you don't meet that, especially when we see all the errant passes, when we see that – Cleveland's had one of the best O-lines. When we see the tandem from the running back position, when we see some of the wide receivers that they have.
Okay, so I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I hear you, but I'm going to give you two names.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you two names, Allen, huh? All right?
Give them to me. Yeah.
Hugh Jackson.
I hear you.
You're blaming the franchise.
Freddie Kitchens.
You're blaming the franchise.
Stop.
You're saying this is a franchise malpractice issue. But when he got Stefanski, how did things go?
Yeah, that's the 2 years burned out of four. Burned.
This is what happens.
All right, so wait. With that logic, then now who's a teammate of his, Sam Darnold, you could say the same thing, couldn't you?
Yeah, of course.
And I've said the same thing many times over. You're dealing with the New York Jets, Han, and I know you cringe because you like the Jets and that's your team and all that sort of stuff. But it's the same thing. But at least Baker Mayfield got a chance with Kevin Stefanski. He got a real opportunity. Sam never got a real opportunity.
But
he never had a competent head coach.
But then, Key, all right, so he gets the opportunity. He has a year. They go to the playoffs. Then how come everything we heard out of that locker room is no one wanted to follow him? That he became a divisive figure there. That he was somebody that his teammates didn't even respect. That's a problem, too.
Different, though. Now we're talking about something different, Jay, right?
Yeah.
We're not talking about on the field. We're talking about personality issues. When you are essentially part of a team or a unit that runs one of the most beloved players in a locker room away in OBJ, people are going to start to look at you sideways because now the pressure is on your ass. Okay, mm-hmm. So if Baker Mayfield comes out in 2021 and he's dealing and willing and all of a sudden they're rolling and they're back in the playoffs and he's not hurt and OBJ is going on about his business, then everybody's like, okay, cool. But when you stack the deck the way that he did, Jay, and it didn't and stayed hurt and it didn't pan out, now you're going people going to paint it and look at it differently.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, he talked about that on You Never Know, You Know What I Mean, the podcast, right, where he pretty much said, you know, when I was in college and dudes weren't making the type of money that they were making now in the league, I can say crazy things, angry things, and he had to respond. And he was saying that, you know, when you get to the league, some guys he felt like don't care as much about winning as they do about their money, and that rah-rah mentality doesn't really work. But what I will say to your point about both Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, Key, is that at the end of the day, like, I hope that guys can bounce back. But you know it's hard to recover sometimes when you've been tainted by coaches, by the numerous cycle of coaches, the different schemes. It's hard when there is a narrative out there after 3 or 4 years that it almost becomes, to a degree, who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard.
It is, and I had this conversation. I had this conversation with our producer James Steele last night on our call. We were just having a conversation, and I was alluding to what you just said, Jay, about the perception, the narrative, and the way things are shaped in one's career, mm-hmm. is that when they start writing and talking about you, they can convince a fan base, and I say they, and I'm not picking on you, Han, but I'm just talking about media members with pens. They write stuff and say things, and the fan base reads that, and they start to believe that. It also has an influence, and it sounds crazy, but they also have an influence on owners as well as head coaches because they start listening and reading the noise and hearing all the trash. And it works both ways now. When they blow, when we all of a sudden blow people up and put yeast on it and make them bigger than what they really are, even though they really is not as good, they become mm-hmm. the highest paid. They become something different. That's why when you hear and you ask guys all the time, man, how good is he? And player tells you, man, he's not that good. He's not good at all. But we done put so much sugar on top that everything is so sweet with that player. We now have that player position to be the guy, and it's vice versa. We got players position to be bad guys as well.
I will say to you, Key, that is a big part of the machine that covers sports. I don't deny any of that at all. It is a big, certainly, part of it. Let's get more reaction from people, though. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On this trade, Baker Mayfield to the Carolina Panthers. Let's go to North Carolina, and we talk with guys, Knuckles. It's a great intro, Knuckles.
What up, Nux?
I mean, you got to be ready, man. Knuckles wasn't there.
Knuckles.
I was so excited for Knuckles. Instead, we go to Maryland. Let's talk to Dave. Dave.
What's going on, fellas?
What up,
Good morning.
Hey, listen, this is a very simple equation here. If you look at the stats, they both played 4 years in the league. Okay, Sam Darnold was terrible with the Jets. He gets a fresh start in Carolina. He was so bad that he got replaced by Cam Newton. Cam Newton's pumping gas right now. And Sam Darnold will be following him out the door next year. So Carolina gets Baker Mayfield on the cheap because the Browns are covering most of the salary. If you're a Carolina fan, you have to love this trade because you knew you couldn't win with Sam Darnold. If you look at the stats, his rating is better. His touchdowns, the pass interceptions is better. If we're talking about the locker room, clearly that's an issue. But I'm sure they're going to sit him down. And Baker Baker is smart enough to know that he's got to tone it down, and I think he wants a fresh opportunity, and he's getting that. Now, is he going to be a Pro Bowler this year? Probably not, but he's definitely an upgrade of Sam Darnold. Anybody could look at the stats and look at the production on the field. And, Han, if you followed him as a Jets, you know how bad he was, how horrible he was. Okay,
yeah, his rookie year was his best year. And after that, it just fell off the table, and that's obviously been the concern for him. Thank you, Dave.
Well, first of all, Keith? I don't think Cam Newton is pumping no gas, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's a different.
Because if he is, something is wrong.
Financially, right.
Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold are about the same right now in their careers. The one thing that Baker had was Kevin Stefanski that one year in 2020, where Sam Darnold hasn't had really any competent stability. Head coach stability, right. Except for the first handful of games last year, where we saw Sam show flashes of why he was selected so high by the Jets. So I don't want to get into the statistical side of things. Statistics doesn't mean anything. Can this dude play, period? I don't care that he threw for 400 yards. I don't care that he threw for 300 yards. I don't care. Can he play damn football? That's all I care about. And I think if they both were in the same situation with good head coaching, they both could thrive, period.
Key, you are a wide receiver. You would know better than anybody. When you watch Baker Mayfield, do you say, I wouldn't mind him throwing me passes?
I wouldn't mind him throwing me balls at all.
What
highlights are we watching, though, Keith? Because I've seen some highlights on
this
show.
I'm going to always cringe when I see a quarterback make a bad mistake. I don't give a damn if it's Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. When they drop back and throw the ball to the other team, ill-advised, I'm going to cringe. When Baker Mayfield could correct some stuff, no question about it. But I do believe that he is a decent quarterback. I think he's a starting quarterback when healthy in the National Football League.
Yeah.
You can win games. They've shown in 2020, you won games with him. You can win games with these quarterbacks, man.
How about this, kid? Where would you rank him? You know how you give like
he's at the bottom of the barrel now.
Yeah, even if he were healthy, like is he still towards the bottom of the barrel? He's a starting quarterback in the league, but is he still towards the bottom?
He's 20 on down.
Okay.
He's a start at 20 on down.
Okay.
Bottom
he's
third.
A serviceable
okay.
guy.
Serviceable guy.
Yeah. That's good.
So disrespectful. He's serviceable.
That's not disrespectful.
He's part of 0.001% of the world.
Serviceable means he can hand it off this way, he can hand it off that way.
His team was loaded with talent.
I'm with you.
Loaded with talent.
But I'm not expecting
him to do something more with a less talented team.
You know somebody that's not serviceable?
Who's that?
Nick Foles. Not serviceable. He's not serviceable. Okay. I understand he won a Super Bowl and Philly special. Nick Foles is not serviceable.
Oh, you're
but
putting
we
him below
try to
serviceable.
Sell everybody on Nick Foles being this quarterback because he won the Super Bowl.
So
man,
he's
Nick Foles can't play.
Okay.
Man, Nick Foles cannot play football like that.
Let's get more perspective. Let's go back to Ohio. We'll talk to Rick about Baker Mayfield. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Good morning.
What up, man?
Listen, the first thing Baker needs to do to get the clubhouse in his favor is keep his mouth shut and ask his old lady to keep her mouth shut, too, you know, because you got to go out and show it on the field. You can't just be talking a big game without backing it up.
Damn, Rick, okay.
I don't know if he's going to tell his wife to keep her mouth shut. That probably wouldn't go over well right about now. But,
no, but
you know, I think, look, man, Baker
but there is
got
something
to
be said
Baker
about
is.
That.
Less
no,
noise.
Baker needs to do whatever he needs to do. The problem with he's got to win. Say whatever you want to say if you're winning. Say whatever you want to say.
Why you keep rubbing your eye?
Get him an eye patch, please.
Itch, fool.
Let's take Jose in Tampa. Jose.
Gentlemen, good morning. Jay Will, Key, on. Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing today?
What up, brother?
How you doing?
All right. Hey, Jay, I'm from Elizabeth, brother. Jersey Strong, keeping it real.
Yeah, all day. Let's go.
Jay ain't never been to Elizabeth a day in his life.
Get out of here, man. St. Pat's, Elizabeth High School. Key don't know what he's talking about. Don't listen to him, man. Go ahead.
I got you, brother. I got you.
Hell
hey,
no.
Key. Not for nothing, Key. Real talk. I still got your variant action figure from back in the day when the NFL and baseball used to have those variant action figures with you guys in your variant color, your different color jerseys.
What?
That's what we call him. We call him Little Johnson.
But
Hey, gentlemen, but on this Baker Mayfield issue.
Why
listen,
is
gentlemen,
Rocky Balboa in a hot tub? That's a weird look.
I'm going to bring a little perspective into this for you guys. I'm a Baltimore Raven fan. But with that being said, I was an original Browns fan. So until Art Modell made the greatest move and moved us to Baltimore. With that being said, the reason that move happened, it's the culture out there, gentlemen. You see, the best quarterback that the Browns ever had has to be Baker Mayfield because Tim Couch wasn't it. Brady Quinn wasn't it. Neither was half those quarterbacks. And honestly, the next to Baker was Bernie Kosar. And the furthest they've gone was the AFC Championship to lose to John Elway. So again, you name me any time and any year that the Browns have ever had a relevant team to play with. The culture sucks. Baker Mayfield, everybody was hyped on him because he was Heisman Trophy winner. I don't sip out that juice. Heisman Trophy is good for that year. Once you become into the pros the following year or you're still in college, prove to me that you're another Heisman Trophy winner so I can sit here and say that, hey, this guy's legit and bona fide.
Thank you, Jose. I mean, a lot of people do fall into it. The culture thing is always going to be part of it, right?
Yeah, agreed.
Well, I think the culture's changed in Cleveland now. It's a little bit of a different culture. You know, certainly one, Baker Mayfield might be one of the top five quarterbacks in Cleveland Brown history in terms of, you know, just talent and in leading a franchise, so, you know, in looking promising. But I think when you look at this situation with Baker Mayfield, when you draft a guy up high and you overdraft, he gets put into a certain box. And like Jay said, no matter what the case is, people are going to always look at your career a certain way. Was he drafted too high to be the number one overall pick for the Cleveland Browns? Yeah, he was. Yep. Had he been a second-round pick, had he been a 28th pick, 27th pick in giving you what he's given you in 4 years, this conversation would be totally different, huh? But the fact that he was taken number one overall,
I think that's only part of it, treated a certain way. I get what you're saying, but I disagree in this case because what the two callers ago said about keep his mouth shut and his wife and all that stuff, I do think it's not just where he was taken. It's also his personality. I mean, he's out there. He's
you didn't
loud.
Say nothing about it. You didn't say nothing about his personality in 2020.
In his defense, Han, his personality is what got him to be that type of player, right?
But it's also going to be a lightning rod when it doesn't work. When you have that kind of personality and you fail, everybody's going to use that against you.
Here's what I try to tell Browns fans who call up so angry about it. I hear that it didn't pan out with Baker Mayfield, but at least come to the table with a level of appreciation because he was the bridge to where you guys are now. Now, look, the separate cases with Deshaun Watson, but you guys have a top five, top 10-like quarterback that is sending your team on a different type of projection. So he did elevate your team to a degree that got you to this juncture.
All right, let's now continue. We have the calls, and we'll continue with them. Of course, a lot of people want to talk about this. A lot of passion for this story, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It's Alan Hunt in for Max. And shall we go from one quarterback who you say is serviceable to maybe another one who is one of the all-time greats, a two-time MVP, and that's Aaron Rodgers. I know it's shocking, but he did talk. And where he talked was the Pat McAfee show. I know, never happens, right? He never talks there. But he did, and he talked about a couple of things and showed off a tattoo. But first, let's just hear what he had to say about now with Devontae Adams gone and he's got a different wide receiver room with obviously their second-round pick who they think could be really good in Christian Watson. But what Rodgers says right here is interesting about what to expect this year.
Physically, though, they definitely looked the part. All three of the guys we drafted. I think it's going to be great. There's no better teacher for them on what NFL ball is going to be like than going against our top three corners, Jair, Eric Stokes, and obviously Rasul. So those guys are going to get a real quick initiation to the NFL. And I was joking with a couple of my buddies on the squad and in the personnel department and training room, and I said, could be a long training camp for the offense. I like the way our defense is looking and playing, and just on paper it looks like they're going to be pretty formidable. So there'll be some growing pains for the offense, which would be great for us. It'd be nice to take our lumps from time to time. I think it'll help us get better and, you know, facing a really good defense like that.
I'm trying to figure out what is he trying to suggest here that's going to be a long season or a long training camp. What do you guys hear here?
It's long training camp. Yeah. That's what he's saying. I'll break it down and interpret it the way that for you, because when you talk about an offense, no matter who the offense is, the offense can stay the same for 10 years and run the same plays for 10 years. The defense is always going to be ahead of the offense in camps, in mini camps, in training camps, things of that nature, because they only got 3 or 4 plays, right? See ball, go get ball. Smell ball, sniff ball out. That's it. Where in the offense, there's so much different stuff. And the offensive coaches are all – they all want to be geniuses. So funny, because I was talking to a friend yesterday who happened to be an assistant coach, a young assistant coach on the staff, and he was, and I was talking to him about coaching and enjoying coaching in the NFL and stuff, and he was telling me the same thing that I'm saying right now, which is all the coaches want to be smart. All of them got answers. All of them want to be heard in the room when they're game planning and putting plays in. And that's what happens with offenses. There's so much that goes on. What a defense is just simple, base stuff. Go get the quarterback, find the ball, play the coverage. That's it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Key. I don't really make a big deal out of that. I mean, in basketball, we used to have some of our best practices because our defense knew exactly what we were going to run, and they knew all the wrinkles off of it all the time. So they were best caped or handled, equipped to actually deny that, right? So we had to get to like our third or fourth or fifth option sometimes in order to have that play that was executed the right way. So I don't really see that being a big thing.
No, I mean, I'm going to take y'all inside the room, right, so to speak. How it goes is, so in training camp, or let's not even mini camps, OTAs, coaches have had since January basically to sit around and figure out how to get better on the offensive side of the ball. It's, what's crazy about it is they got, let's call 100 plays. Those 100 plays will never change. They're going to always be the same. But what happens is they're sitting around watching all this damn film of other teams, and they're trying to steal the stuff and put it in their offense. And then they take that to camps, mini camps, OTAs, and try to use it, install it, and it slows the offense down, because by the time they get to the regular season, guess what? They're going to run them same 100 plays. They're not even – all that stuff and all that time they spent on some of the plays, they'll never run them, never get to them, never use them. And they're putting it in the offseason, so it slows the offense down. With a defense, they got one or two blitzes, a couple coverages, and that's it.
And what they have in their wide receiver room is much different without Davante Adams, of course. Alan Lazard, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, those are the vets, and then Christian Watson that they're hoping that develops into something special, the second-round pick from North Dakota State. Of course, what also is involved with Aaron Rodgers is a tattoo that we have to decipher, because it is there's always something with Aaron Rodgers to decipher. There's also your calls on Baker Mayfield. All that coming up with you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.